Shelby Dufton and Amanda Jorgensen are research technicians of the Insect Pest Management Branch for the Beaver Lodge Research Farm of Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada. Ladies, I thank you very much for joining us on the Ag Show today. There's a new survey that's come out for Beaver Lodge IPM. I'm just wondering, if I can please, what is the survey about?
So our lab has been conducting our annual canola survey since 2003, so this is going to be our 20th year, which is a pretty big deal for us. I think our longest running data set. And the main objective of our survey is to collect data on insect pests and beneficial insects. We're mainly targeting Liguus and cabbage seed pod weevil. We try to project observe the Liguus populations throughout the Peace River region, and then cabbage seed pod weevil has not made its way yet up here, but we're always on the lookout to see when it actually does arrive.
You've mentioned this is the 20th year of this survey. How successful has it been in that time frame?
Yeah, so it's been a huge success, I would say. We've had a lot of feedback from producers that it's really valuable for our survey. We take a look at all of the insect pest numbers in the samples and try and get that information back out to producers for early pause stage about when they'd need to go out and be scouting for Liguus. And that's published through the Prairie Pest Monitoring Network website at prairiepest.ca, and then as well through our blog. And yeah, I think it's been a great success getting that information out in a timely manner and tracking introductions of new species as they move into this area.
Over that 20-year time frame, what kind of patterns have you noticed during your surveys?
So over the last 6 years, we've had relatively low Liguus numbers, which is, I mean, to give you kind of an estimate, about 10 Liguus or less per 10 sweeps. And I think our last big year for Liguus was probably in 2016, where we were seeing a bit of higher numbers out near Peace River. We haven't found any cabbage seed pod weevil to date, which is great. We usually are the last ones to get pests in the Canadian prairie, so we get a little bit of a heads up usually when they might be coming up here. And then other than that, we're looking at pests like grasshoppers. We're typically seeing Camelia pellucida, which is the clearwing grasshopper, as well as Brunner's grasshoppers, aster leafhoppers, and flea beetles. But it also gives us great information on beneficial insects. So over the years, we've kept track of pollinators, parasitoids, and predators. And it gives us information just about how different insects are interacting with each other. For instance, we found a parasitoid called Macroglenius penetrans in 2014. They numbered in the thousands in our suite. And that was just an incredibly important interaction to observe because they're actually a parasitoid of wheat midge. So even though the wheat midge is obviously not going to be in canola, we're seeing previous year's pests have been attacked by these parasitoids, and they're being kind of kept in check and then observed later on.
Have there been some new pests that have come onto the radar in the last maybe couple of years?
Yeah, so not necessarily from our canola survey data, but we've seen tea leaf weevil move into the area within the past few years, and we're starting to see some higher densities of that pest kind of on the southeast region of the Peace, although we found it all the way into the BC Peace now in small numbers. But kind of in high prairie, big lakes areas last year, we were starting to see some moderate numbers. So definitely we're recommending to all our producers to scout their peas around the 2 to 6 node stage is what is recommended. And then we've seen some new forage pests move into the area pretty recently. European skipper has moved up here in the past few years or so and started to really increase in density in some timothy fields. I'd say those are the two bigger ones that we've seen in the most recent few years. Mm-hmm.
After the data is collected, and I understand June the 15th is the deadline for this latest survey, where do the results go?
So actually, June 15th is just the deadline for our kind of call to producers to submit their fields for the survey. We'll probably be surveying early to mid-July. And then once all of these samples are collected, we typically bring them back to the lab. We start sorting right away. The students love it. We all get to hang out and pick every single insect we can find out of our samples. And then all of that data, once the insects are counted and identified, is used to generate contour maps of the ligand populations throughout the Peace River region. And like Amanda said earlier, we're typically trying to get out these maps before or just at the beginning of the pod stage when farmers are needing to scout ligus in their field. So it's kind of like a heat map where you're going to see, you know, redder areas where you've got higher ligus populations, and that's kind of really when you're going to want to start to say, hey, maybe I should do some extra scouting because I'm noticing I'm in this hot spot on the map.
You're looking for lots of data to be collected. You mentioned as of June the 15th. Where can farms get involved and how can they get involved?
So Amanda and myself have put together some materials for our lab that kind of go over the canola survey. And it's available through our Twitter, the BeaverLodge IPM, at BeaverLodge IPM. Or you can get in touch with me, Shelby Dustin. My number is 780-882-9478, or you can email me at shelby.dustin@adr.gc.ca. And we're happy to go over everything, explain how you can help us, and basically we're just looking for as many canola fields as possible.
Shelby Dufton and Amanda Jorgensen are research technicians with the Insect Pest Management Branch of Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada. They work out of the Beaver Lodge Research Farm. Ladies, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, and thank you to everyone that's helped us with the survey so far and is willing to help out coming up.